Let's continue then on that point, because as many as 10,000 rail passengers have been overcharged over the last year, according to the Rail Delivery Group, after rail companies failed to implement a rule change that was introduced last April. What are passengers supposed to do when they make an honest mistake? And is it possible to get a refund? Let's speak with Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Afternoon to you, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
So these were people who had tickets but just had maybe the wrong tickets for a journey. Is that more or less right?
Well, it's any of the situations where you get a penalty fare. So, yeah, if you've got the wrong ticket or no ticket or an invalid ticket, then you have to pay a penalty fare. Now, the penalty fare is, I think, 20 quid or twice the single fare.
Okay.
And the deal is that up until when this rule change happened in April, they were allowed to charge you the single fare, the peak time single fare, the any time single fare. And some passengers argued, well, look, I was travelling in the afternoon, the peak single doesn't apply, you should charge me the lower single that I would be able to buy. And that is the rule now, but the rail companies haven't implemented that change, and they've continued to charge twice the peak single fare. So now they're forced to hand back the difference.
So there will be obviously a lot of commuters who've forgotten about it and have no evidence of their purchase, etc. But for those that do have it, they could appeal this.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the rail companies, in fact, that where they've got records, some of the rail companies have actually started writing checks and sending them out. But yeah, I think in many cases it'll be up to the passenger to apply. And of course, in many cases, it'll be so long ago they'll have just thrown out what paperwork they had, so they won't be able to get that refund.
Do we have any idea what sort of collective figure this could be? I mean, if we're talking about 10,000 rail passengers, one would assume this is a substantial amount of money that rail companies could have to pay out.
I don't think it's going to make much difference to their bottom line. I mean, I think in many cases the difference is only a few quid, so it's not a life-changing amount of money. But it's still, I mean, you know, you made the point earlier about rail's PR being rather poor, and this is just yet another example of, you know, the rail companies handling it badly, and just it just reflects badly on the rail industry generally, doesn't it?
It's not good, is it? And, you know, as we were just alluding to, Bruce, it's already convoluted, the ticket system. It's not particularly straightforward, and it's very easy to make an honest mistake.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you know, the complexity of the current rail ticket system, you know, it's just it's a nightmare. And obviously, you know, getting the best deal and getting the right ticket is very, very difficult. So I think there's a lot of work needed there to sort of simplify it and just, you know, just communicate better with passengers about how to get the right ticket.
That's exactly what it is. A bit of communication would be nice. Bruce, thank you very much for that. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.